going into your parts.
Or shooting you in the face for being a bad prostitute. I don't know how they do that.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, money shot shooting in the
Oh,
face.
No. I was talking about, like, people getting shot in the face. Because apparently, people don't keep track of hookers. Like, they just go missing.
Well, I mean, there's, it's not like there's a hooker page. Hooker Facebook. Hooker book.
They need that. They need to get together and organize
that's
that.
That's why their serial killers kill hookers, because yeah. nobody keeps track of
if
them.
If they had their own social network, they could keep track of each other and be like, I haven't seen Candy in 2 weeks, and then they can go look
Didn't
for
it.
Didn't
we used to joke about a social network for homeless people called Twatter, where you they just drop little pieces of paper with random notes, like sayings on them in the park,
I forgot
and then other
all
homeless
about that.
People pick them up and read them.
I forgot all fucking about
We're
that.
We're mean and terrible.
It's mean and terrible. So get on Twatter Book and just...
Or Hooker Book.
Yeah, and just drop statuses wherever you
I'm
go.
I'm pretty sure Craigslist is almost Hooker Book.
Yeah. That is fucking true. Craigslist is a scary place.
Have you
man.
Ever looked on the classifieds for like men seeking women or women like?
Oh, it's so creepy.
Like I used to, and I'm pretty sure I've told this story. My office mate when I was in graduate school, actually it was Dana and I, used to sit in there and read these
crazy
ads, and they put pictures in them, oh. and it's like, really, that's the picture you're gonna put in to get somebody to call you back? Like,
is it just a picture of their junk?
Yeah, but sometimes it's like. Not good.
Oh. So the moral of this is, if you're going to put an ad on Craigslist, make sure your picture looks nice.
Yeah.
Make sure it's not all janky and scary.
Yeah. But, like, if you're going to, like, put a picture out there to try to attract somebody with you, I'm sure there's lots of pictures of dicks on the internet.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just steal one. Of course, when she shows up, she's going to be disappointed in real person. But by that point, your dick's already out. You really think she's going to go...
You know
it
what?
Look like the picture. I'm out.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
And then you can just say, well, there was no scale in the picture. So
and well, and
really
also, if she's answering this ad to you on Craigslist, she's probably there to murder you anyway. So it's not going to matter what your dick looked like. She's not going to give a shit. She's just there for the killing
Although,
and the raping.
I do know people that have hooked up with people on Craigslist. How weird is that?
I know. I work with somebody that's hooked up with somebody from Craigslist. Like, and they've been together for like a year.
No, I'm talking like just random. Like,
oh, just random hey, sexy time and
yeah,
hooking
like,
up.
I'm bored. Who wants to fuck me?
Ugh. Don't they have site Ashley Madison? They can go there. Well, that's if they're married, but I'm sure they can go somewhere and get laid.
Craigslist is free.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying there has to be a better way than Craigslist because Craigslist is creepy.
Yeah,
like that's the land where all creepers go to.
I'm
live.
Pretty sure Craig is creepy. I don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is. Also, on that website, why do they have a peace sign? Have you seen that like, next
creepy.
To the Craigslist?
I don't know.
I don't know. I say don't do that. Please don't get your fucking from Craigslist.
I also like to go to the barter thing because I like to like see the unrealistic hopes that people have.
With
like,
their pieces of garbage.
Like, I have this